I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. We are live in the Varela Palatial right across the river through the woods from where Granny needs to go to bed. So she said, get out that Wi-Fi, OG son, 86.7%. Give me a toke or two of that and a little shot of JMO in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do. All my friends that come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, with a mess, top to tatter, but bring spider all over Manhattan, should do be shaking. Ooh. So, I just saw LeBron hitting just dagger threes. He did the same thing, Carver High, that he did in the game where he was over in a corner by the bench and he did the bet with the, you know, teammate that he couldn't hit the no-look three, and he did it, shot it, turned around, and it went in with it just amazingly. He just did it again in Milwaukee from outside the perimeter. He did a shot, turned around, just started running down the floor the other way, and he knew it was in, and he just stuck up three fingers and humiliated the Bucks on their floor in Milwaukee. It's a 5-point lead for the Lakers with 23 seconds left. And the bottom line is, you know, I went with the Bucks tonight. I thought that they'd have the onions to prove that they were on their home floor, that they were as good as anybody, and that they could beat the Lakers, the world champs. And obviously, unless I'm tripping, that's not happening. I don't see them scoring here. Schroeder has the ball, and they're moving it around. They're making it look easy. They're getting dunks. LeBron with a flush dunk. Now it's seven.
Onions! Double order!
Onions, double order, rim racker. Oh, just the no-look from Caruso, and then the just hanger. Just hanging on the rim. So my point is that the Bucks suck. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And then late in the game, I'm watching Giannis missing free throws, right? He barely got to the line in the game. But when it mattered most, when they were down five, he's shooting two, and he missed the front end, right? It would have been a three-point game. And then you look at the numbers tonight, and it's pretty obvious. I mean, I don't deny that the guy's incredible, but to me, 25 just doesn't cut the mustard. He went 25 and 12, the double-double. You know, I'd take that every night of the week if it were me, but when it's him, in this type of game, in my opinion, what he should do is what LeBron did, 34, 5 and 8. And this guy goes 25 and 12. Not bad. Not great. Middleton, 20. Holiday, 22. DiVincenzo had 10, Lopez 13, and they shot 9 of 27 from downtown. They suck. And then, meanwhile, the Lakers shot 51% from three, 19 of 37. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. How about that? SiriusXM Channel 204, kicking ass and taking names. Sports Grid Radio Network on that 204, son. Spread the love. Spread the news. Tell your friends. Tell your lover. Tell your dealer. Tell your enemies. Tell everyone. 204, son. That's what's up. And then Mightier 1090 in San Diego. What's happening, SoCal? It's your boy Uncle Futrelli. And then Sports Map Radio Network and Sports Byline on USA and Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Good to have you with us on the bench. I'm Pharrell with Carver High this evening. But the final 113-106 Lakers, and they're 11-4. They never lose on the road. The Bucks are 9-5, and they can't beat great teams. I mean, they can't, you know, they can't come out of the East. They lose in the playoffs every year, right? And then they just lost to the Nets by a bucket in Brooklyn. You figured, I said today on Coast to Coast, you figured they'd show up tonight and, you know, maybe beat the Lakers and prove to everyone how good they allegedly are. And once again, they bend over and let the Lakers just pull right into the garage. And they backed in. They backed in with the, they backed the F-150 right into the garage. And then while they were coming through, they spanked him and called him Charlie. King Charlie, King Charlie, King Charlie, King Charlie, King James Charlie, King Game Charlie, Big Game James. And then there's no one on earth that likes the Bucks losing more than Carver High. Take it away, Calgon. Tell them how much you love the Bucks.
I can't stand the Bucks watching them go down at home to the Lakers. That is as gotta have it as you can possibly have on a Thursday night. What a sad, sad night for the Bucks. Oh, too bad, Scotty.
I have no idea what this is, but I just feel like saying Mr. Carter right about now. Are you with us tonight? 844-843-6879. House. Are you? Fight, fight, fight. Oh, Indiana, oh, Indiana, Indiana, we're all for you. Are you? Fight, fight, fight. Are you kidding me that they're giving Iowa a game tonight in Iowa City at Carver? Hawkeye. You know, I could have called you that. I could have gone with Carver High or Carver Hawkeye. Did you know?
Yeah,
they
you could have
Carver Hawkeye Arena.
I did know that. Yeah, it's okay. Which everyone, I mean, we've been going with that for so long, but that was a toss up. You could have easily that night said Carver Hawkeye instead of Carver High, and it would have stuck just the same, probably.
Can you believe that Indiana, I said this today on Coast to Coast, that this would be the biggest win for Archie Miller because he's done nothing but lose and suck in Bloomington. He really does suck. Tom Crean was way better. He won Big Ten titles, took him to the Sweet 16. This guy can't even get him into the tournament. I mean, it's unbelievable. But they've held Garza to 18 points. He usually has 30 by now. And also, they average 96 points a game. They're at 44 points with 15 and a half minutes left. So something ain't right with Iowa tonight. And it's got to be Indiana hanging with them. Garza's got 18. Nobody else has done jack. They've shot 28% from three. Meanwhile, Indiana, they're not shooting as well as Iowa shooting 47%, but Indiana shooting 41%, but they shot 36% from downtown. Trace Jackson, obviously, Davis, Jackson Davis, they just call him Trace Jackson. He's got 10, 2, and no dimes in this game. Now he's got 14. So he's got 14 and 4 right now, and he's 6 of 11 from the floor. And their entire offense is still, you know, just bring it down the floor, give it to Trace, and that's all they do. And he gets fouled and goes to the line a lot. How many times? He's gone 4 times tonight to the line, but I have no idea. It's inexplicable that they're in this game. I mean, usually, I've watched Iowa. I told you, they're going to win the Big Ten, in my opinion. But and Jackson's at the line right now again to prove my point. So here's the deal. They, you know, normally, right now, they'd already have, you know, in my opinion, they'd have 60 points already. So Indiana's obviously gone toe-to-toe with them. And, you know, here he is missing free throws. I mean, that's another problem, too. That guy is a great player in the Big Ten at Indiana. He's big. He's going to get drafted for sure. But I don't know if it translates to the NBA because I think his mid-range jumper is so ass. And I think all he's got is that power inside low block game. And whatever he is, he's like 6'9", 6'10". There are guys, you know, a dime a dozen in the NBA that are that big that'll just manhandle him. But I don't think they can manhandle Luka Garza because he's, you know, he's a beast. He's got so much more muscle and body weight to me than Trace Jackson. It's not even funny. One guy's a tall toothpick. The other guy's a grown man, NBA center. That's all there is to it. I mean, Garza's got the body of the Joker, Carver High. You've seen him. He looks just like the Joker or Nurkic. He's big. He's got some, you know, Michelin man on him.
Yeah, but he is a hack from the line. He stinks. He's a hack from the line. But, yeah, I guess that's a decent comparison in terms of body size and things like that. I'm not sure yet how good of a player he's going to be in the NBA. I'm not 100% sold on him. I think he's a really good college player.
Too white? He's too white?
Well, look, I mean, I'm not saying that, but, you know, I don't know if he's got that game. I'm just not sure for the NBA.
He's got white-itis. It's like replay-itis, except you're just too pasty white. And you can't run with the brothers. You can't jump and dunk with the brothers. You can only trudge it up the court and get fouled. 5-point game. Hoosiers hanging in. You know, I'm really excited tonight, Carver High. I got the Knicks and Warriors, who seldom come out to play. I just turned that on. The Knicks out of the gates early, 11-8. With your boy Julius Randle. Look at him hitting 3 bombs, the Knicks. Look at him. Look at your boy Bullock with that fresh dew hitting a 3-bomb from 30. By the way, I saw your boy Middleton pulling up from 35 tonight. They were down 12. He pulls up from 35 feet out and shoots a clunker. I was surprised it even hit the rim. What's with these guys? They think they can shoot from 35 feet out. There's only one guy in the league, Dame Lillard and Curry, that can, you know, religiously pull up and shoot that shot, and Harden, I guess, that 35-footer. I mean, Middleton was shankopotamus. That's all there is to it. I mean, what does that tell you? You never told me. I know you hate the Bucks. What does it tell you about how much better the Lakers are than anybody, including the Nets, including, you know, the Bucks? And, you know, they talk about these teams like Boston and Philly and, you know, Denver and Utah. And I mean, they all suck compared to the Lakers. They really do, Carver High.
Well, it's the same thing as I always say, Scotty, with the NBA. Let's be fair. There's only, what, 2 to 4 teams that can win every year? And maybe even less this year. The Lakers are that good. It's like we went from, and there's always dynasties. We went from the Heat to the Warriors to now the Lakers, back to them. Now you have a sprinkle every once in a while. You have an odd, you know, there was a good 20 years where every once in a while San Antonio won one. You had the Raptors a couple years ago. But we're back to the Lakers now. They'll win this year. They'll probably win next year too. LeBron will go off into the sunset with all his titles. That's that.
Oh, God. I'm going to puke.
They're not losing this year. They're not losing this year. Let's be fair. Who's beating them? Who's beating the Lakers? If they stay healthy, if AD and LeBron are healthy all year and that cast that they have, which is better than the team that just won in the bubble 6 months ago or 5 months ago, who's beating them this year? I don't see anybody better. We don't know what the Nets are going to be. Forget this Buck team that they beat tonight. You know what happens to them in the playoffs, and they're not as good as the last 2 years either, by the way. They're not as good.
Have you ever noticed he doesn't – I mean, that guy, he has so many big games against crappy teams. Every night the guy that he goes off for 35 or 45, every night that he dominates, it's against some crappy team. Whenever he plays good teams in the playoffs or a good team tonight, he does nothing. You know, to me, 25 for him is nothing. It really is. It's like I said before, it's nothing. It's just not good enough. You know what I mean? Like, he went 25 and 12 with three dimes, and it's just not good enough. And he doesn't beat good teams. And, you know, I just want to look at that team. You know, Davis, James, Gasol, Schroeder, Pope, Morris, Kuzma, Harrell, Matthews, and Caruso. And it is true that I love Harrell, what he brings to the table. He had 12, 5, and 2 tonight. He's a monster. He's only going to get better, too, when it's playoff time and he plays for keeps. Pope had 23 tonight and 7 threes. He's pretty much their shooter, right? Kuzma, he was 5 points tonight. He played 22 minutes. It's like he doesn't even matter anymore. But they are loaded. There's no doubt about it. I would say the Nets could dance with them offensively, but they don't play any defense at all, so they suck too much to beat them. I think the Bucks would probably beat the Nets in a 7-gamer. So, Carver High, who would you rather sleep with, Lady Gaga or J-Lo? Because they were both at the inauguration singing, you know. I think Lady Gaga did the national anthem and then I think J-Lo did God Bless America, right? Or something like that?
Correct.
Like Kate Smith?
I believe so.
So,
where would I go there?
About it, like, you know, yeah.
Man, that's a tough call. It really is. I think it's J-Lo. I really do.
So when you saw her in that, what was it called? A Hustler or something? What was that movie that where she was a stripper?
This is J-Lo we're talking about?
Yeah. Do you remember? It was just recent, like, you know, a year or two
ago. If it was recent, there's 0.0% chance I saw it or heard about it. So
you've never known J-Lo to be in a stripper movie?
No, only movies I know J-Lo from like 15 years ago. Like, you know, when she did The Wedding Planner with Matthew McConaughey. I mean, that's, you know, she did that other movie with Clooney back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Well, Out of Sight. That was a good J-Lo movie with Clooney. Other than that, I mean, recent films? No shot. No shot. I know anything J-Lo.
This was a movie in 2019 called Hustlers. And she was like, she ran a strip club and she was like the head of it, right? You know, so she, I'll tell you the names of the chicks in this. She was Ramona. She ran like all the girls. She was like the head lady of the house, right? And then she had all these strippers working for her in this strip club, and it was all like high-end strippers, right? Like, so the clientele that went in there was big money, so everyone that went in there dropped, you know, 20,000 when they were in there, and then she was making a fortune, you know, off of this, and she was skimming. I saw the movie. I can't remember it like it was yesterday, right? I'm not going to sit here and act like I... But I... Wait.
What did you say?
I just have to hear that again. What did you say? I had to hear that again just to enjoy it.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
Anyway, in this movie, because I have to really, you know, I have to really think hard about it because it's been so long since I saw it 2 years ago or whatever. It seems like 10 to me. But anyway, you got J-Lo in there. It follows a crew of New York City strippers who begin to steal money by drugging stock traders and CEOs. So everyone that goes in there is massive wealth. And then they run up their credit cards, stealing from their credit cards, and basically hustling them, lying to them, and, you know, bribing them and everything else. They got them, you know, right where they want them. Because then, you know... They can tell their wives and ruin their lives, their bosses, whatever they want. And it was, you know, the thing about it was, is that you've never really seen her in a role like this where she's just, I mean, she's twerking and everything else. It is, I mean, it was unbelievable. You got to see it to believe it. You got to see this chick in this movie to believe it. Like, you're like, man, what is A-Rod doing at night? I mean, I got to know because I saw her at that inauguration and I was like, you know what, I, you know, you picked her, I, you know, I actually I think I
he is on I'm fire
gonna, go I'm gonna go the other way and go I'm gonna go with the other chick, and I think that Lady Gaga, I think she's probably a freak, right? That's just my guess. But I think,
yeah,
I would prefer
that's
both
where
of
that
them.
That's I'd where I would both. Lean because of her. That's like the aspect of her that gets you thinking about it a little bit, because it just does, because she seems really crazy. Like, that's just, you know, she just does.
Did you see her walk out in that red dress? She had like a red, like, I don't even know what it was. It was the size of United States of America, the bottom of her dress. And she had to hold it up. And it was like this, she looked like a cupcake, actually, a giant cupcake. But I wanted to eat the cupcake, I'll tell you that much. But I think she's kind of hot in her own way. And you know what? You know, it's funny. I do the show all the time, and then everybody worries about everything. Can you believe this guy's talking about tapping these chicks? And I'm going, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. They're hot. I like them. Sexy, hot women. Is that all right? Is that all right, Carver High, that I love action? Is that all right that I always talk about hot chicks? And then, you know, here's another news flash for everybody. They're always like, you can't talk that way about women. I'm like, talk what way? You know, what woman have you ever met that doesn't want to, like, you know, look good or be hot or dress hot or even act hot? Are you kidding me? These chicks nowadays, they go out and they do all this work on their faces, Botox, everything else. They all want to be hot. They all want to be on the red carpet. They all want to have the expensive, sexy clothes. Who are you kidding? Are you kidding me? 34C, I'm around her. That's all she wants. That's all she does. Are you kidding? Jesus. I'm like, I tell her all the time, like, you better be able to
like,
keep...
We gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
I said, you better like keep up with J-Lo. Can't be getting all saggy on me over here. Got to keep up stock, son. You got to be able to run with these bulls. I just hope, you know what I mean? Because I'm getting old. I don't have as much time left as you, Carver High. I don't have as much time. I gotta get it now while the getting's good.
Well,
can you
look,
imagine?
Do you think? I'm right behind.
Do you think the president was? Do you think the president thought Lady Gaga was hot?
I don't know. Was he awake?
Fantastic. He was awake. Bill Clinton wasn't. Meanwhile, Bill's the one that did all the dirty work in the Oval Office. He was awesome,
Listen,
wasn't he?
Slick Willie is entitled to take a nap now. He did his time. Slick Willie just goes up there, takes it easy. That's it.
Have you ever seen him now talk like,
his voice sounds a little bit like this. He's lost all of his like man voice. He was talking with George W. Bush and Obama, and he's like, "We're praying for you, Joe. And if you ever need anything, you know where to find me."
I mean, he's 70.
In my garage. 74 now. He locks me up.
He's 74 now. I mean, isn't he? He's younger. But younger than Biden.
Well, he seems a lot older than Hillary. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She doesn't seem as old as him, but they're like the same age. She seems like she's still got some hop in her step, and he looks like he's just time has caught up to him.
Yeah, she's 73.
And then the other one, your other boy, Jimmy Carter, didn't even make it to the thing. He's like 105 now.
Yeah.
He's super old.
Older.
And then, Obama is like the coolest dude ever, right? And then did you see his wife, Michelle? She was dressed in purple, and there were people talking about her for like 24 hours straight, her outfit and her hair, how good she looked. And then even old Laura looked pretty good. Hillary didn't look bad, but Bill did. Bill looked like he'd been through a car wash.
You got to remember, when you live a hard life like he did, the hard and fast life, now he's up there, the wear and tears on him after the hard and fast life.
But he was like one of my heroes with the stuff he pulled off. You got to admit.
Well, he's got some legendary escapades. I mean, let's be fair.
Wasn't he an Arkansas Razorback fan? That was what he was into.
Well,
the
yeah.
Hawks.
Yeah, of course. Being from that,
with Jerry Jones,
the governor down there.
Right, with Jerry Jones. That was his boy. He's another hog, right? Boss Hog. Do you think Boss Hog would have been a better owner of the Cowboys than Jerry Jones? The original Boss Hog?
No, I couldn't give up Jerry being the owner. He's another guy who's given us too many good moments. Just too many good moments from Jerry. We can't give those away.
What was that show called with the guys with the orange car and Boss
Hog?
The Dukes
of Hazzard.
Yeah, the Dukes. I can't remember these things. I can't even remember last week, let alone that. You know what happened? So I was at the, did I tell you this story? I was at the gym and I was working out and I saw this guy it's really bad. I don't know if it's dope. I don't know what it is. It's really bad. I clearly am doomed. My future's doomed because, I just don't remember things. Right. So I go to the, and I'm a fairly clever guy, so I'm not Mr. Memory Bank, okay? I don't sit around storing every person I've met in my life. I've met 50 million people. I've seen a million faces, and I rock them all. Anyway, so I saw this guy at the gym that was like, he played basketball with me. I played on a team with him. At least twice I played with him on a team. I played ball with this guy 1,000 times. I played, against him 1,000 times. You name it. I saw him the other day at the gym for the first time since, like, COVID started, so I hadn't seen him in, like, 10 months. I didn't remember his name. I was like, hey, dude, good to see you, bro. What's up, man? How's everything, bro? And then for like 20 hours, I tried to remember his name. I finally remembered a day later. On a bench, 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver High, very stressed out with the Bills getting ready to take on the Chiefs at Arrowhead. All week long, we've heard the business from the crew that runs the television network when we do Coast to Coast on Sports Grid during the afternoon at 4 to 6 Eastern. If you've ever heard this show, you always hear us dealing with the LTN boys, and they're giving the Raz to your boy Carver High, just constant jabbing and prodding.
Look,
like cattle.
Their season's going to be over in a couple days, and we do have the parameters. By the way, we'll talk about it tomorrow on Coast to Coast. We have the parameters of the Carver High versus the LTN crew, Buffalo Bill, Kansas City Chief extravaganza. Would you like to know the parameters?
Yes.
If the Bills win, okay, and they are in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
your boy right. Ty Stick and Parker and the rest of them over there at LTN, they got to send me a couple racks of Kansas City ribs that I'm going to chow down during the big game. And if the Chiefs happen to somehow win on Sunday, I've got to send, probably a 50 stack of wings from the B-Lo out to KC for their Super Bowl party there at LTN. So there you go, Scotty. Wings versus Kansas City ribs. That's what you got on the table here for
Carver High LTN bet. Where do you go, like the Anchor Bar in Buffalo to ship wings?
Yes, I'll probably, I'll discuss with them. I'll send them from somewhere. I'm not going to be sending anything, but if it happens, I'll be sending it from somewhere. Genuine Buffalo wings, probably either Duff's or the Anchor Bar, one of those spots.
So what about them? Are they sending them from like Gates Barbecue in Kansas City or somewhere?
Somebody will have to give me the playbook. I don't know. What's the spot? I haven't been to KC. I don't know where. Somebody's got to tell me where I need the good stuff from. Where am I getting the bones?
Now, listen, there's some great barbecue in Kansas City, like the best, right? That's what they're known for. And the best place I ever ate there was Gates. That's just me.
But, all right.
I'm sure locals might have another choice or another okay. spot that they like better, fair enough. But I know that when I lived there, it was Gates.
Well, they're going to have to respect my choice of what I think is the best buffalo wing for me to send them. So I'm going to have to respect whatever their choice is for the best rack of ribs. I have to respect it.
So whose idea was it to do the ribs and the wings?
Somebody, either him or Parker, mentioned it a couple days ago, and then after the show today, we locked it down. I said I'm cool with the wings versus ribs aspect to this wager. I like it.
That's a heavy wager. I mean, that is fantastic. I mean,
I'm going to need if the Bills are playing 2 weeks from Sunday. I'm going to need a big spread at the house. I can't go nowhere. I can't go to the game. I need a big spread. And I'm going to, that's going to be nice when right before kickoff, diving into some Kansas City ribs. That would be a nice way to fill out the spread that I'm going to have for me to watch the Super Bowl by myself on Super Sunday.
So literally, you would have to watch the Super Bowl by yourself because Hot Nicole's pregnant. Like eight months pregnant, and then you got your daughter. But like because of the COVID, do you have any Bills fans that you're friends with that you watch the games with ever, or do you just go to the Mob Bar to watch football on Sundays regardless when there's no COVID?
Well, I mean, yeah, this season I obviously didn't, but normally I would either go there or if there was an enormous Bills game, I would go to the Bills Backer Bar in New York City, which used to be at McFadden's, but they moved it. So this would be an enormous event where I would try Super Bowl, maybe not, but this game in Kansas City, or at least definitely the games the last two weekends, I would have tried to find my way to one of them. But Super Bowl will be me, Nicole, and Olivia. That will be Super Bowl Sunday.
Indiana's taking the lead on Iowa. You got to be kidding me. They're up 5 with 5 minutes to go. I'm going to cable in my pants. Are you kidding me that they're winning this game right now? They were down before. Do you remember? I mean, they were getting they were in it. They were down 6 when we checked the last time. Now they're up. Can you even believe that? All right. So how much does it bum you out that seriously, like no offense, but I mean, if I watch the Steelers in the Super Bowl, the last person that's watching it with me is 34C. She doesn't care about sports. And I know that Hot Nicole and Olivia, they like the Islanders, right? Do they support your Bill fandom?
Yes. I mean, they have to. I mean, Nicole's a Giant fan, but she understands what this means to me. She understands. She's because the whole time she's ever been with me, the Bills have sucked. So she kind of understands, and I've gotten to watch, you know, I watched with her two Giant Super Bowl wins. Both those Patriot wins, right. I was with her for. So she understands what's going on. She gets it.
Oh, look at the Hoosiers with a dunk to go up 7. Woo! Woo! They're on an 18-2 run, Carver High. Indiana. Archie Miller going to win a big game for the first time ever. Are you kidding me? Do you think they'll get it done? They're up 7. All right, so let me ask you this question. If they lose, what does that do to you? Like, I know that, like the Steelers lost to the Packers in the Super Bowl, and, you're just devastated. It's the worst. The Bills have lost, you know, 4 Super Bowls. Every time they go, they lost. It was so aggravating, but you were a little kid. What, now that they're there in the title game with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, I want your team to win. You know that. You know I'm rooting for the Bills.
Right. But I know.
If they lose, what does that do to you? Like, what will it, like, will you go off the deep end? Will you go into a state of flux, a state of depression? Will you start drinking, speaking in tongues, smoking crack, run away? You might run away. You might, you might go MIA.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling because this is the first time in a long time that they've been in this spot. I mean, I was a kid the last time this all happened, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old when they went last the 4 times that they went to the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure how I'll take it if they lose. I know this. I mean, it's people can look 2 months from now if they lost and say, yeah, what a run. It'd been so long. I'm not going to be like that. Right away, you've come this far, you got to finish the job. That's it. Like, you're in the last 4. You got a healthy squad. You're playing the Chiefs. They're banged up. Allen's had an unbelievable year. You don't know if you'll ever be back. You say it all the time. When you get this far, man, you have to seal the deal. And that's what the Bills have to do here. I mean, there's a lot of things that going through my mind. I mean, they got an opportunity to go back to Tampa. Think about this. 30 years ago. In Tampa is where they lost the Norwood game. And if they win this game on Sunday, they can go back to Tampa where they lost their first Super Bowl and possibly play the guy who haunted them for 20 years in the AFC East and Tom Brady, the guy who absolutely kicked dirt on them for 20 years with the Patriots. They got a chance to slay 2 dragons at the Super Bowl. Losing that first, finally winning one, the ghost of Norwood down there in Tampa, and Brady, who killed him for 20 years. I want him. I want him there. Let's go.
So you are convinced that the Bucks and Bills are winning?
Yes. I'm on the Bucks and the Bills. This is destiny. I want Tom down there in Tampa, and I want to beat him to end this. No Super Bowls in the history of this franchise, and I want that guy standing on the other side when they beat him.
How about the Hoosiers hitting a 3 ball? They go up 11 with 2.5 to go. They're going to win in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Can you believe it? And they steal it from Garza. They're going the other way. They're going the other way. They're going the other way. They're counting it down.
He is on fire.
Archie Miller. He finally is going to win a game. That only took 2 years. They didn't win 1 game that mattered since he's been there, except this one. Look at him banging, fighting. Oh, come on. That's got to be a foul, you wuss bag. That's a charge. He calls a block. Oh, my God. How bad do these refs suck?
We're going streaking!
Oh, my God. At the other end, I can't even believe what I just saw. I mean, that was just blatant. I mean, honest to God, Race Thompson got tackled and no call. And then they go to the other end and a charge, but they call the block. I mean, you got to call the foul at the other end. You just got to call it. But they're trying to get Iowa back in this game with 2 minutes left. Indiana's kicking their ass. I can't even believe it. I can't even fathom that they're winning this game in Iowa City. Because, you know, I literally thought Iowa was the Big Ten champs, that they're going to roll away with it. The way they score 96 a game, the way they kick everyone's ass, the way Garza scores at will, ad nauseum, and then Indiana can never win a game, and then they go into Iowa City and win? Are you kidding me? That's the biggest win for them, bar none, in 2 years. That's all there is to it. This is going to be that'll be a headline. I can guarantee you. They're up 67-56 right now with 2 minutes left. So I thought the call was terrible. Thompson got hammered. They got tackled. And then McCaffrey with the steal. They called a foul on Durham, the Durham Bulls. Anyway, so I find it unbelievable that you don't respect Aaron Rodgers at home over Brady. Like, you just think Brady's going in there to just handle his business and beat the Packers, huh?
I wouldn't say don't respect. I'm not going to go that far. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's been wanting this game at home forever. He's talked about it all year. I don't like betting against Brady when you get to a spot like this. I just don't like doing it. And if I didn't see his defense play as well as they did last week. Now, you want to combine that in the fact that Breeze looked like an absolute hack, and we know that he's done, and he, you know, whatever. But yeah, that kid Devin White looked awesome, man. And if he's in the mix and making plays like that in Lambeau on Sunday, they're going to be in good shape.
Maybe it's because Breeze sucks so bad that it made Tampa's defense in that secondary look so good. Can they actually put together two great games in a row? Because I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers ain't throwing three picks. I guarantee it. So we still got another segment. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to hear from a bunch of Bills and Chiefs at the very least. Isn't that about right, Carver High? I think it's correct. I'm trying to bring my Hoosiers home, baby. Got to get some of that Hoosier love going tonight, girlfriend. Another free throw. They're up 11. Indiana with a minute 41 left. It's turned into a foul festival in free throws. It was at 205 like 5 minutes ago. They're at 141. So 30 seconds have ticked off, and there's still a lifetime in this game. 71-59 Hoosiers with the major upset tonight. Unranked Indiana at number 4 Iowa in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye, kicking Iowa's ass. And I'll tell you what, and Iowa just missed, and Indiana gets a rebound. This game's toast. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. They held Garza right now. I think he's under 20. So they just did a hell of a job on him. This is the first time Archie Miller's ever won a game at Indiana. They're unranked. They've never done anything. And they finally win a big game. This is the kind of win that'll get you in the tournament. If you can win, you know, 60% of your games the rest of the way and have a win like that against the top five, I don't care who they are, Big Ten or otherwise, you beat a top five team, that has weight. Utah State looking for its seventh straight win in the head-to-head against Colorado State in the last six wins against the Rams. Utah State has won by an average of 11 points. Colorado State's last win in the series came in 2018 in January, an 84-75 win. They just beat them the other night, too. So I'll tell you what, the Aggies 9-0 when they block at least four shots. They're tough. Rams are 8-0 when converting on at least 72% of their free throws. That's not going to matter. They're playing in Logan. Utah State's 12-3. Colorado State's 10-3. They're not bad. But, like, you know, I don't know whether it was Tuesday night or whatever it was. Maybe, it was 83-64. Utah State just absolutely kicked their ass Tuesday night. Now they're playing again tonight. So that's going to be a pretty good game late night. UCLA won. Cal covered. I told you Cal would cover. Pepperdine hit for me. I'll look at all these scores, and we're going to hear from some Bills and Chiefs coming up on the bench.